You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, it's easy for people to reach us with problems. A
website, mix100.com. That's A. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. B, we have a Facebook now, Dom. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Now. Oh, that's funny. This note comes from Amy. She sent this through the FB. Dom and Jeremy, could you settle an argument for us? One of my coworkers recently had a baby. And many of us were sitting around talking about parenting things. Parenting things.
That sounds like a fun afternoon.
Amy says, I offered my two cents about something. That's when one of my coworkers spoke up and said, well, basically, your opinion is worthless because you're not a mom. You wouldn't know.
Rare, Karen.
Amy says, so to her, the only people who can ever have opinions on parenting issues are people who are parents themselves. I told her this was insulting and, frankly, quite stupid. I mean, I had parents who raised me. And even if I don't have my own, I'm pretty sure I'd do a better job than this lady.
Oh, my goodness. This is a feisty environment.
I'd love to hear what the boys in the morning think about this. Thanks very much. I love your show.
Oh, that's nice.
Amy, we love you back. So, it's pretty self-explanatory. One opinion is that you cannot offer your two cents on any parenting issue if you haven't yourself been a parent.
Raised a child and gone through the trenches and the battle of raising a kid, and you're looking at it from the outside, and here's what I would do, which in a way I can see is a little...
A little what?
A little bold of somebody that doesn't have a kid. Here's how I would stop your baby's colic. Okay, tell me, Amy, how would you do it?
I'm pretty sure that particular advice is not being offered unless it's a medical expert. I'll bet it's more parenting advice on handling an unruly kid in a grocery store or something like that.
But that's just basic common sense stuff. Like, you know discipline. I mean, you could probably spout off on...
But that's parenting.
Discipline. That is parenting.
You know,
or manners. Manners, it's just kind of a broad observation, you know, manners.
Like, sure.
You could comment on that.
Well, what's wrong with that then? Why is it that you have to be a parent before you can have an opinion? I don't get that. See, I'm definitely on Amy's side. If I haven't showed my hand,
I'm in the middle.
Yet. You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle because there are some things that you would not be able to offer advice on. You know, like, you know, when should I switch to solid foods? You know, tell me, Amy, what's your opinion on that? There are some things that if you don't have kids and you're not dealing with like said colic, our kid was colicky for a year and there was no outsider that was going to tell me how to fix it.
Well, I wouldn't want anybody but a medical expert to be talking to me about
that. Well, that's fine, but you can't help if a coworker who doesn't have kids spouts up and says, well, Dom, here's what I would do. You know, so there are some things, the general life rules, you could probably speak up on if you don't have kids.
I don't know why you couldn't speak up. What if you're knowledgeable without having done it? Why is your opinion worthless, as this lady said?
That's
I find that insulting
harsh.
Also.
That's pretty
I'm
harsh.
Mad for Amy. I'm a designated offendee all of a sudden.
I guess it's all about how she couched it. If she said, here's what I would do, then no, she probably doesn't know. If she said, have you tried this? Maybe that's a more gentler way of suggesting. Uh-huh. Have you tried this versus here's what I would do? Get it? Because you don't know. You're not in that situation. You might do something completely different, Amy. Nosy Amy.
I got Amy's back on this.
All right.
I think that this, first of all, people have been having children for
a little while.
A million
a little
years
while.
Yeah. How long has modern humans been around? Like 100,000 years or something?
Uh-huh.
So every generation that comes along, you know, is the first to ever have children. They're the ones who are like in the know about everything. It's been around for a while. And Amy makes a very good point. I had parents. I was raised. I know what they did right and what they maybe
didn't
do so right.
I know, but it's different when you're observing it versus when you're in there doing it. Like, would you go into a cockpit of an airplane as they're landing and be like, you know, I wouldn't do it this way. Here's how I would do it. All right, Amy, how do I land this plane?
No, but I might talk to them about how the pilot talks to the passengers.
You know? You need to be nicer.
Here's the thing. You, of all people, have an opinion all the time about what movies are good and what movies are bad.
Sure do.
Tell me, Jeremy, how many movies have you made?
Right, but the thing is
zero.
I wouldn't go tell the director how to make a better movie.
Well, you can definitely have an opinion about it, though.
Yes, I can.
Hmm. Why is it that you have to be a parent before you're the expert on it? Let me put it this way. Let me say one more thing, and then you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
There are a hell of a lot of parents who are crappy ass parents.
Dude, you don't have to tell me.
They've done it, but they suck at it.
Yep.
So if we're going to say that is the requirement, then we're in big trouble.
There are some books that parents need to read about parenting.
That is my final word on it before we open up the phones. What do you want to say?
Well, just real quick, it's funny. My sister just had a baby last night. And, you know, leading up to the birth of this child, Nicole and I were spouting advice on what you should do, what to expect, and how you should do this. Da, 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 da. And we actually, one night when we left my parents' house, we're like, we need to step back. Like, we need to shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let them do what they want to do. It's their first. They're going to raise it the way they want. And we need to just, you know, hold our advice, you know? It's like it's too much advice coming at you.
Well, and you know, the whole thing, parenting is a sensitive issue anyway.
Everybody
sure is sensitive about their child.
Sure is.
Right?
Yep.
If we open up this to calls, which we should, everyone who's listening should call right now.
Please call us with this.
We want to do a 5-call says it all. If it's 10 calls that says it all, we'll take it. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Do have to be at least 18 to call. If you get a busy signal, just keep hitting redial. What's your guess on what people will say?
That she should be allowed to give some sort of parenting advice. That it's fine.
You think that's what the
they're going to be on your
side
this time? Yeah, absolutely.
You think?
I do. I really do.
Some people like to take the opposite side of me just to take
just
the opposite
to do that.
Side.
Just to jab. Yeah. Just to poke the bear.
Right now, we're talking about this note from Amy. She got into it with a coworker because Amy made a horrible mistake. She offered advice on parenting. And yet Amy's not a parent herself.
Stay out of it, Amy. Just buzz off, Amy.
I am on the side of I think that is absolutely I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's arrogant to say, well, you've never had a child. You don't know anything about it. What?
Huh? I'm in the middle with this. I don't know. I'm in the middle. I think there's some things she can comment on and some things no.
I agree with that.
No idea.
I agree with that. But to say that you can't have any opinion about anything
pretty harsh.
Until you've done it strikes
harsh.
Me as naive.
A little bit.
But anyway, I could be wrong. Let's see what the listeners say. Let's get to the phones. We have jammed lines. Hey, Jody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're so darn good. What do you have to say about this?
Oh my gosh. As soon as you guys started talking about it, my mind just started going a mile a minute. I would say, about 10, 15 years ago, before I got married and had my own kids, I was a preschool teacher and, you know, worked in early childhood education for about 10 years. And I know that back then I had a lot of my own opinions and, advice that I was all in good, you know, with good intentions. And now that I am married and have two kids of my own, I look back on that and I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no idea what I was talking about. I think Jeremy was saying there are some things that you just don't know. And even, you know, little things like I knew how I was going to discipline, and I knew how I was going to have this perfect bedtime routine, and I knew all these things. But now that I'm a parent, it just, like, some of that just goes out the window, and I just...
Most of it goes out the window, because, you know, that little human that you're raising, you don't know how they're going to be. You know, they're not going to know how...
Every child is different.
Everyone's different, right.
I can respect that, but let me ask you this. Before you had children, do you think 100% of your opinions were wrong?
No, absolutely not. And I would say this, that I don't think it's wrong for Amy to have that opinion or even voice that. But I would say that the people that she's talking to need to keep something in mind, too. Like, just because Amy's giving her opinion on something doesn't mean you need to be rude back and say you don't shouldn't have that opinion.
They did really bite her head off, didn't they?
What if heaven forbid? What if heaven forbid she said something that was helpful? You know,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure this other person doesn't sound like they would thank her for that. So
I'm glad you called, Jody, and I hope you have a great day. Okay, we got to run. Thank you very much for your call. Here's Josh. Josh, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think that Amy is entitled to have her opinion, but until she is a parent, it's not going to carry very much weight with other parents because she doesn't have that experience. I think Amy's coworker was wrong for telling her she can't have an opinion. Obviously, she can. Her coworker probably should have just said something like, "That's great. Cool story, bro." Something like that. Kind of
cool story, bro.
Oh, I see. In other words, she should have been patronizing to her. Is that what you're saying?
Should Amy have just been quiet? Like, can she just keep her opinion to herself?
Well, I mean, I would. So I've been a parent for 18 years. My youngest sibling, his wife, she went to school to be an elementary school teacher. And before she was a parent, she would tell me and my wife and my brother and his wife all kinds of things. And we were like, "Oh, that's cool." Like, she goes, "No, I'm a teacher. You have to listen to my opinions." And no, like, you're not a parent. Being a teacher is totally different than being a parent.
All right. Listen, thank you for your call. I appreciate your time, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you much. Well, so far I've got no support on this.
Oh, you'll get some.
Viviana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Super.
So good. What do you think?
All right. My oldest is 22, soon to be 23, and my youngest is 18. And I think that just because you're not a mom or a dad for that, you can have an opinion, especially if it has, in my case, has to do something with, let's say, social media and all those things. I didn't grow up with social media, so I definitely am not going to ask my mom about how to handle a social media situation, because my mom is not going to have an idea how to handle that, even though she's been a mom, you know, for 43 years.
It's situational.
But if I ask, if I ask my niece, that she knows she's 25, she might be able to tell me how to handle a social media situation. And
I love
for
that.
The other person to tell her, to tell Amy that she has no opinion or something, I think that was, you know, a little bit rude. You can just, you know, keep your mouth shut if you don't want to listen.
It was so harsh.
Just don't listen to Amy. Just, you know, keep that comment to yourself. And just
Viviana, we've got to run. Yeah. Thank you for your call. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you
very much.
Good luck with the social media. Oh, God.
She makes a good point there.
She does.
Here's Jamie. Jamie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
So what do you think?
Hey, I am totally on the side of Amy's coworker because, I mean, experience is the core of their knowledge you're trying to give to somebody. I wonder, and it's just a very sensitive and emotional subject. So kind of with Jeremy on this.
All right. Well, I'm
all
glad.
Right, yeah,
thank you for being on the show, and have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay,
I guess is
you.
That to boil down to it, there's no experience. There's no experience,
well,
like with a
experience.
Kid, with a child.
Maybe.
I mean, it's been purely observational.
Dusty, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Hey, buddy.
What do you want to say about this?
So I am not a parent, but, you know, I do obviously have opinions. I work in the service industry, and I see people with, you know, children all the time who I have strong opinions about what they may be doing wrong. But do I share that with them? Absolutely not. Mind you, the situation here with Amy, you know, chatting with her coworkers, I feel like she was a part of this conversation and, you know, invited a, you know, part of it and to be just cast out because they didn't like what she had to say.
Can you imagine, Dusty, for just a moment, if, like, say there's four or five people in the office and they're having this conversation. Can you imagine if once they started it, they all said, excuse me, Amy, can you leave the room? Because we're about to talk about something you don't know anything about.
They close the door behind her.
So will you please leave us alone? Right. That's about what this is coming across as, you know, and I'm outraged for Amy.
Yeah, I you know, I just think that, you know, they respected her enough to have this conversation around her and to just not have her chime in on it.
Although
all,
we don't know Amy. Amy might be the office busybody who is constantly chiming in on everything and telling everybody what to do and how to do it better. We are really painting Amy here as the queen, but you never know.
Dusty, thank you for the call, buddy.
Thanks,
Dusty. We got to move on. We got to quickly take one more. Rhonda, it's going to be quick. What do you have to say for us?
It's quick. If it's advice, you can choose to take it or leave it. You don't have to be rude. Just take the advice and say, like you might, you never know. Someone might have a nugget you never thought of. So
thank you.
Something you can take or leave. And I would say don't have to be rude about it. Just take the advice.
Right. Just nod and thank her and go on with your day.
Yeah. Just be courteous to people, right?
If they're giving you advice. Yeah. They were kids, so just because you think they're not parents, maybe something really didn't work that their parents tried. And they're like, you know, I'm just saying.
Yep. Right. My parents did this and I hated it. You know, here's what I would try.
Rhonda, I'm glad you called us. Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
See, I think she brought it home. I mean, I lost this argument, obviously. But I did. But I think Rhonda summarized it for me. It's just advice.
It is.
You can choose to take it or not. What if, heaven forbid, somebody who's not a parent utters something that you go, you know what? I hadn't thought about that.
I've never heard of that.
Except you wall yourself off like, if you're not a parent, you're ignorant.
I think in general, they were very mean to Amy and they should have been nicer.
Well, hell, you were mean to Amy.
I wasn't mean to Amy.
You said she's a busybody.
Well, it's always nice to look at the opposite side of things. Everyone's like, oh, poor Amy, poor Amy. Amy could be a monster.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, thanks to everybody who called on this. We appreciate hearing all of your opinions.
Yes, good calls.
Although, you know, you guys don't do a radio show. You shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion about a radio top.
Really, these calls meant nothing.